T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Billick. And of course, you can see him today on the NFL's network's Thursday Night Football First Look, which is at 3 o'clock Eastern Time on the NFL Network ahead of the Thursday night game between the Packers and the Seahawks on Fox, the NFL Network, and Amazon Prime tonight. Brian Billick joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, if you look at the Atlanta Falcons, it has been, you know, a tough season, not what we have expected so far, at 4-5. And as they go into this game with the Dallas Cowboys, there is a hope that there's still a glimmer of a chance that they could resurrect themselves and make the playoffs. If they're to do that, and you see a team like this, what exactly has to, is it just a mentality thing? Is it an execution thing? Or is it all of the above?
It's all of the above, and everybody's got the want, make no mistake. But the problem is, in coming into the year when you have high expectations, I really thought this defense, you knew the offense was going to be good. I thought the defense had a chance of going from being a top 10 defense to a top 5 defense. And then you're decimated by injuries. And at the end of the day, and that's not an excuse, it's just a fact. At the end of the day, injuries are going to be a factor. And by definition, your backups aren't as good as your starters. And if you lose enough starters in the NFL, it's a little hard to overcome. Now, every team has to deal with injury. No one's going to focus on it. Coaches are going to say, well, we don't focus on injuries or how young we are. It would be interesting. When I was doing games for Fox, I'd go in and sit with a coach. Maybe the team was struggling a little bit. And the first thing they'd say is, well, we don't use our injuries or our youth as an excuse. And then they'd spend the next 45 minutes telling me how injured and young they are, you know, which is just that's human nature. But the fact of the matter is, you know, this is a game of personnel. And if your frontline personnel are hurt, you know, the most dramatic is a quarterback. When you lose your starting quarterback, it's going to make a difference. And you want to say next man up. Well, it's more subtle when it's a number of players, particularly on the defensive side. But the fact of the matter is, defensively, they just don't have the horses they need to be a championship caliber team right now.
You know what, Coach? I was just about to ask you that. With this team, with being decimated from injuries on the defensive side of the ball like they are, do you think they have enough not to be a championship team, to just make it to the playoffs? Do you see the Atlanta Falcons as a playoff team?
Well, the tough thing is, you're in a division where the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints may be the best team in the league right now. You're no longer in the NFC South. You're in the NFC wildcard division. So you're competing with those other teams, whether it be Seattle in the West, whether it be Minnesota, Chicago, Green Bay, maybe in the North. I don't know that anybody else is going to come out of the NFC East with one of those other two teams, likely Carolina. I mean, that's who you're competing with. You're no longer in the NFC South, and so that's a larger field. Sure, could you do it? Yeah, but it's an uphill battle given the injury situation.
Brian Billick joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You mentioned the being in the NFC wildcard division. I think that's a very fair analysis, Coach, and is one I'm going to probably steal. And to that end, tonight, Green Bay 4-4-1, Seattle 4-5. Now, the Falcons do play Green Bay in 3 weeks, so they can get a head-to-head there. We're trying to figure out, you know, who do we root for here, and trying to – I hate being in a position as a Falcons fan that I'm rooting on other games for teams to win or lose. I just want to do it, you know, go in the front door, so to speak. But we are in that position now as to root for a team. How do you break the game down with Green Bay and Seattle tonight?
Well, you know, we're getting to the point of the season where every win and loss, every win's a must-win. Every game's a must-win. Which is a fallacy, because the fact of the matter is, the game in September was equally as important. We just didn't know the ramifications of it. But right now, when you've got Green Bay sitting at 4-4-1 and Seattle at 4-5, they're chasing the Vikings at 5-3. They're chasing the Panthers at 6-3. They're right there with Atlanta at 4-5. Dallas is there. Philadelphia is there. So there's a whole bunch of teams that if the loser of this Green Bay-Seattle game is going to put themselves in a heck of a hole, in that they're all competing in that NFC wildcard division, not the least of which is the head-to-head. That if it indeed came down to that, you know, the head-to-head Green Bay to Seattle, and that be the difference in terms of if you're going to make a wild card or not. So, yeah, this is kind of a must-win for both teams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.